Big shout out to Nate Roos, lead singer of Fun. That's Aha from his album Grand Romantic. That's coming out later this month on June 16th. Our guest this week on Hey Really Excited, also dropping an album on June 16th. We'll get to Steven Jenkins of Third Eye Blind in just a little bit. Yeah, Third Eye Blind dropping what will be their last album. They're getting ready to go on tour later this year with Dashboard Confessional as well. We got a performance and a very, very, I got one of my favorite interviews of the year with Steven Jenkins of Third Eye Blind coming up a little later again here on Hey Really Excited. Hello, thank you so much for joining us this week on the podcast. My name is Ralphie Aversa. I host a radio show based here in New York City on 95.5 PLJ, and I've been on TV and on camera on the web once or twice. I'm at Ralphie Aversa on Twitter. Also, the podcast is at HRE Podcast. Hey, Really Excited, HRE Podcast. Maybe this week you'll figure out why we call it Hey, Really Excited, or maybe not. We'll have to wait and find out. This week, too, I thought I was going to be taping the podcast a lot earlier than Tuesday night. I'm here late taping Countdown Nation, which is my weekend countdown show that airs on a handful of stations across the country. And so now we're here taping Hey, Really Excited as well. But I believe on Sunday, I solicited questions. If you had a question for me, I'd answer it for you on Hey Really Excited. And Bernadette, who's a listener, she's from Scarsdale, so she listens to the show on 95.5 PLJ. She tweeted out, "Hey Ralphie, it's Bernadette from Scarsdale. Oh, hello. What would you be doing if not a DJ?" Well, Bernadette, if I was not a DJ, and this is one of those, like, people that are like, "Oh, I would never, you know, this is the only thing I want to do, blah, blah, blah." I mean, granted, this is like the thing that I wanted to do, but like I had a backup plan. You need, I think, especially in this day and age, you need to have a backup plan. I dual majored in Syracuse University in broadcast journalism and marketing. And so the plan was if I didn't make it in this field by the time, and I was defining my own terms as far as making it, but if I didn't make it, or at least was well on my way to making it by the time I was 30, I was going to switch things up and I was going to just move to New York and I was going to pursue a marketing, public relations, web kind of deal. Maybe something with social media. I was an early adapter of that. And it's interesting, Bernadette, that you asked that. And it's interesting that I talk about that because this weekend I'm turning 30. And so I've done a lot of reflecting, as you could guess, and a little freaked out. I'm a little cool with the way things are. I don't know. I think this is really a separate podcast for a separate time. Maybe next week. Now, once I am 30, I could talk about being 30 or maybe the first 30 years. I'm overall, I think, happy but not satisfied with where I am, if I could kind of throw things into a nutshell. All right, so this week's guest here on Hey Really Excited has an album again, Dopamine, that's coming out on June 16th. Now, it was funny. Steven Jenkins was in studio. He was taping a segment for Ralphie tonight, and he brought his guitar along, was going to perform a few songs acoustically. So you figure when an artist comes to promote their new album, they're going to perform the single acoustically because they're here to promote the single and the album, obviously, right? They want you to play the single on the radio. The first single from the new Third Eye Blind album is called Everything Is Easy. And so I asked Steven Jenkins of Third Eye Blind, well, you're going to perform this acoustically for us in studio, right?
I don't know how to play this single. I've never, ever played this song. I don't think I've ever played this song on acoustic guitar. I've certainly never done, ever.
You want to try it if you don't like
it? I want to try it.
Yeah, try it.
Okay.
You're going to have to eventually.
All right, so I'm going to try. This is the first time I've ever played this song, and you have to bear with me, and we'll see what happens.
Drove the coast just to see you. I think I took too long. And I get there, you know that I miss you, and I know something's wrong. And I'm caught in these days. At least I hope it's a phase. And I go and I just play along. And these boys that she plays, the bowlers and her berets, I know something is wrong. I know something is wrong. Then you speak to me and everything gets easy. Like I get what I wanted. Now I'm just haunted by you constantly. And everything gets easy, touch it leaves you out though. Then you suck to the boat, you'll be so make it easy some more. Go ahead, take my heart up, roll it up like a joint. smoke me out till the feeling gets cast. And when you look in my face, it's like you forget the point. And then you speak to me, and everything gets easy. Like I get what I wanted. Now I'm just haunted by you constantly. And everything gets easy till she leaves you alone. And then you're soaked to the bone. You'll be so. Come make it easy some more. La na na na, you'll be so lonely now. La na na na, be so lonely now. If you wanna see me, you know I'm easily found. Climb the stairs where we used to live and wrap your fist round my heart. Yeah, you know how to pound, pound, pound. And now I'm just haunted by you constantly. And everything gets easy till she leaves you alone. Then you're soaked to the bone. You'll be so, 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 so. Come make it easy some more.
Okay.
You did it.
That worked out all right.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Never to be done again.
I love it.
And you were getting hey, that was more comfortable. It was great.
I yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. As that was going along, I was like, okay, this is going to work out.
Yeah. I like how even he really isn't 100% sure, but pretty cool that we got the world premiere in studio on Ralphie Tonight of Third Eye Blind and Everything Is Easy acoustic. Again, the album Dopamine comes out on June 16th. And right up there with my Hozier chat, which we featured in our first edition of Hey, Really Excited, this is one of my favorite interviews of the year. Lead singer of Third Eye Blind, here's Stephen Jenkins on Hey, Really Excited.
Hey,
Stephen, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. It's your radio in the nighttime.
That's it. Exactly. That's how we roll with Ralphie Tonight.
I'm better at night than I am in the morning.
I'm not a morning person either. Have you always been this way?
You know, on this album cycle, I just told everybody at the record company, I said, I quit morning radio. I can't do it.
What did you do back in the day when you were doing morning radio?
If you ever hear me on morning radio, oh, it's just terrible. I was just on there just like a zombie. Because we're on tour. It's like when you're rolling on a tour bus, you're woken up every 40 minutes anyway, just from sort of getting rumbled and bounced down the road. So there's really never any sleep. And then when you get up, if you get up and you do morning radio, that is directly the middle of the night. So this is more my time.
I've never traveled on a tour bus, but I've heard from people that travel on them and that sleep in them. It's like sleeping in a coffin.
Not my tour bus. There's nobody else on my tour bus.
You got some nicer digs?
I do, yeah.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, I've done it enough, so I have a nice bus.
Fair enough.
It's funny is that my bus, Lady Gaga, uses my bus. We sort of go back and forth.
Oh, are you cool with her?
Very, yeah. Oh. Big fan, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. What's one thing about Stephanie that we wouldn't know maybe that you...
Oh, I don't have any stories to tell.
Oh, no. Oh,
none of
you
that,
guys don't
my
hang.
Friend. No.
She doesn't leave any personal items behind on the bus.
No. She's quite fastidious.
Stop using these big words. Listen, I know I went... Okay, thank you.
She's very clean, mate. She's tidy.
Are you tidy as well on your bus?
No, but I have somebody who tidies it for me.
Man, it must be nice to have come up at the time that you did, sold millions and millions of records, and now you're, I mean, still making a good living, obviously doing it, though.
We keep it simple, and it's not real complicated, but I am really stoked to be back out on the road and doing this album.
Two sold-out shows in this area, third on June 14th, added at Nikon at Jones Beach, you and Dashboard Confessional touring as well. Do you stick around for his set, or who goes on first, who goes on last? How's this working here?
I think they're playing first.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of really interesting bands playing with us this summer. One of the things I was excited about is there's so many up-and-coming bands that I like, and I just kind of went out and invited them all. So Kay Flay, she does kind of a rap thing with really interesting production. She's going to play some shows with us. The Quiet Company, it's like a rock band. Like, yeah, so Gabriella from her record company, she's like, I don't know, there's a certain swoon factor going on with these guys. But their thing is really fresh sounding. There's a new band called No Wild that I heard. They're going to tour with us, and they're like, I don't think anybody's ever heard them. I heard them. Andrew Dawson was mixing a track for us, and he played a little bit of it. I was like, what is that? And then we invited them on tour. And then I found out later that for another song, they got an Apple commercial. So this is a very prescient pick. A huge word.
Yeah, well, it's not so much a huge word. It's just my vocabulary isn't what it should be. And good. I have no problem admitting that.
It's a good pick, mate.
It's a good pick. Thank you. You even added the accent in there, which is nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know San Francisco Ians.
That's right. That's how we talk.
That's how you talk. Yeah. Fair enough. Dopamine.
Keep it real.
The headline writers are loving the fact that this is the last album from Third Eye Blind, but the band isn't breaking up.
No.
So you're just, Weird Al's talked about this. Like, he just released his last album, went out at number one, and now he says he's just doing like singles and stuff. Is that basically the model that you're going to roll to now?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, you just put it so much more simply than I did. It usually takes me 5 minutes to get that across.
Well, again, I don't have vocabulary.
Yeah,
talk in 10-second spurts.
That's all we're doing. So. It's like we've been doing LPs. I find that process to be very difficult, and I think it's going to just create more interaction and more just happiness for me that when I write a song, when I record it, post it, give to the universe, there it goes. So we're going to do it that way.
Now, when you say gift to the universe.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's free?
I don't know how it's going to go out. I'm just not going to get overly worked up about it. And look, let's be totally honest. It's pretty much free anyway. I mean, artists are not getting all paid from the streaming services that happen so far. Whatevs.
What about iTunes?
What about it?
Do artists get paid?
It's amazing!
I mean, if a song goes...
Yeah.
I don't know how these things work. If a song goes platinum on iTunes, what does that mean for an artist?
I don't know what it means, honestly.
Okay.
I really don't. I just, like, I haven't really paid attention to it enough to, like, I don't know. It's making me think I should find out. Our last record went number one. That was the first time Third Eye Blind's had a number one album. So no pressure or anything on this one.
And that was 2009.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by then, obviously more people are buying their songs.
By the way, he's doing this without notes. That was really impressive, because if you asked me when your last record came out, I would have been like, I have no idea.
No, it's all good. Well, I just looked it up before I got in here. That's why.
But you remembered it.
That's a secret. Well,
it's
thank
fresh.
You. Again, the lack of vocabulary, other things in my mind.
It's plenty of room.
Plenty of room, exactly. So, last album in 09. But by then, a lot of people are buying their music online. So, you still weren't looking at breakdowns or how it was affecting as opposed to back in the day when people were buying compact discs?
No, not really.
Wow.
I probably should. It's making me think I should, but I don't. I kind of get caught up in other stuff.
What other stuff do you get caught up in?
Trying to write good songs and trying to, like, to really tour well, to like every night when we play, I care about it, and I want to make that experience that we have with the audience authentic and capable of actually transcending the moment we're in. And that takes about pretty much all I have. That's about all I can do.
What does that involve when you're going through that process? Is that just creating the set list? Is that the way the songs are arranged? What is that?
Dude, the set list has become the most difficult thing that we could do, because there's this generation of Third Eye Blind fans. They are really, they're very young. They're millennials. They're Gen Z. They don't have any like marketing, radio, anything like that. They're a playlist. And so they just see all of these songs out there. They pick them, they choose them, they share them with each other, and they want to hear them. And so what we're going to play, it's really hard to please everybody, because most of the fans are really experts and they're not there for the singles, but then we're playing really big venues now, so there's the wider audience as well. So we'll play some hits.
Are there times where you walk into a show, maybe in particular markets, and you almost feel obligated to play the hits, even though maybe there's one or two of them that you want to leave off?
Yeah, sometimes I don't play How's It Gonna Be, and that was a really big hit song for us. We kind of gauge it and judge it, and we change it every night too. So we're always trying to keep like a little bit, like, we don't know exactly what's going to happen on stage. I think, like, if you're eligible to fall apart, you're eligible to have something like magic happen. And you have to keep yourself in that state of like, I'm not totally sure what's going to happen next. And that's where the whole thing can take off. So we always play different songs.
But you're also able to do that, I feel like, because you're just very comfortable, like, in your own skin and with everything you're doing. Like, I could just tell from spending even just 10 minutes with you that, like, you're like cooler than the other side of the pillow. Like, you're just, all right, you know
Thanks.
What? I'm just going to go do this. And
feels
like,
good to hear.
Do you feel that way? Really?
Like, I feel that way now. I don't think I used to feel that way. I think I feel different now than I used to on past albums. And I don't think it's anything about me. I think it's just, I just feel so much more comprehended. Like when we rolled up in here today, it's just everyone was really nice. And I just feel like people kind of get what Third Eye Blind's about. So, you know, it's not because I've like arrived at some, you know, self-actualization or something. It's just like it's like people seem to get me. I'm looking forward to what's gonna happen with a state of anticipation and not anxiety about it.
Is it just a coincidence that the first single is titled Everything Is Easy? Because it
yes.
seems like it's all pretty easy right now, right?
Yeah, it's totally a coincidence. And in fact, I wasn't going to put it on the album. So when I wrote it, I go through this process of just, you know, self-hate and second-guessing myself and all this kind of nonsense. And I started changing the lyrics, and I changed them so much, I changed it literally into another song. And then now, so that's another song on the album called Dopamine. So that's the title track. And then Missy, who runs our record company, came back and said, look, you... just give me the song. Just give me the original first thing that you did. So Everything Is Easy is the first impulse on that song.
And what I this something that happened off the air. You're getting ready to perform this acoustically.
Yeah.
For the very first time, you're coming into a radio station to promote an album. You have the first single. Now you tell me it almost wasn't even a single, let alone a song on the album. And you didn't come in here really prepared to perform acoustically, which, by the way,
true.
It sounded awesome.
Thank you.
But I'm just fascinated by that.
You know, we are just a gloriously disorganized group of people. And
you obviously know what you're doing, though.
It's just like, I just think it's better that way. Like, because when, you know, when I played that song, I was discovering, like, I was kind of hearing it for the first time as well, kind of discovering it on just playing it in here. So I feel really good about the way that went out. It's certainly not good planning. We're not good planners here at Third Eye Blind.
I thought it sounded great as well. Did you hear anything when you were playing it acoustically for the first time that made you think, oh, I should have done something differently on the album version?
No, the album version's totally perfect. It's perfect in every way.
Of course.
Yeah. I always feel that way. Steven Spielberg said about his movies, he said he's never finished a movie. He just releases them. Get it? So like you're not done. You just have to let it. You just let it go.
At some point, otherwise you'll work on it forever.
But you know, that's the other thing I like about playing live is we play the songs differently every night. So I try to let it happen in some kind of different way. And after this album, when we move on to doing just putting up a song at a time, from now on, if I record a song and I want to do it differently, I'll just record it again.
That's fair, and especially if you're giving it out for free or for free, I guess it really doesn't matter then, does it? I mean, there's no like, you're knocking down all the barriers that would have been there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the plus side that we have in, you know, a digital world, is that there are a lot of barriers that can come down and you can get closer to your audience. And that's something that gives me joy.
And something I was going to ask, and I kind of had assumed the answer, but now I'm thinking something differently. I was going to ask you about just like your career as a whole and the fact that now you're in this space, and almost if you would have rather have been in this space earlier in your career, the ability to make more decisions and have even more control than maybe you did. But
yeah,
you don't.
I would have. And that's a really good question. But what I found the answer is I actually did have those that ability. I just didn't use it. I could have said no. But I didn't realize that I could have done things differently. So Third Eye Blind was like, when I look at these old videos, I look at them and I just kind of like turn my head. They're this other kind of imposition on us. And then the other night we were in Austin rehearsing, and our record company said, we need a video for Everything Is Easy. And every day right now until the end of summer is booked. We have no time. It's all booked.
Yeah, so like, you even have a hard out of here. Like, you got to write.
Right. So, off we go. So, we said, okay, we have to make a video. Let's make a video. So, we got a cameraman in there, and we were in a rehearsal space, and we just made the video. Just like that. And that felt really good. That's an authentic video. It's going to come out great. And it's not even the catering budget to those old videos.
Did you just not care?
No.
About the other videos?
I cared immensely. It's just that you were going through the matrix of a record company and their priorities. So everything's filtered through their priorities. And that's changed now.
And it's so interesting to hear you talk about this, because if you know the history of Third Eye Blind, correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
You had a choice of which label you were going to go to. It wasn't like you were like shopping yourself around forever and everybody told you no and then finally somebody said yes. You had multiple offers and you chose the one that you thought was best suited for the band.
Right. We actually did shop around forever and nobody cared. And then one moment everybody cared. And I don't know why. They just started caring.
Okay.
So then everybody cared at once. You know, we had the same things that all bands do, and I think they still have it to this day. But if I was giving any advice, far be it for me to do so. But if I was, for up and coming artists, I would just say, you can actually do what you want to do. You just have to be willing to stand by whatever that decision is.
That's just a good piece of life advice, I think, as well.
We could put that in our podcast, our self-help podcast.
There you go, exactly.
You can do it. You're good enough.
I don't want to jump. I'm going to jump ahead of, and excuse me for doing so, of this album release, which again is coming out on June 16th, and the tour as well with Dashboard Confessional. But I'm curious as well as to how this new model that you're going to work into after this album release will affect your touring schedule. Because it's not going to be anymore, we got a single, we got an album, and then we tour behind it. It's going to be... What is it going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And we're going to find out. The rules are being rewritten. Like, you've seen the music be disrupted, but it hasn't settled into some new way. So we're going to find out. I don't know how it's going to work.
Okay.
But I'm excited about it.
It's got to be cool for you to be so deep in your career and still like, it's like a whole new chapter.
Yeah. That's why we were making this video, is we're there and it just felt like, I don't know. We don't feel established. We feel like a new band is out there gunning for the gig. I like that feeling.
Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind here on Ralphie tonight. Something else I was curious about was another song you played for us acoustically here, Jumper, and thank you so much for doing that. And it's interesting how that song came out in
97.
In 1997.
I wasn't even born in 1997. Right?
I wasn't just born in 97. Song came out in 97, and the awareness we had as a country and as a culture to bullying and to suicide and to accepting the differences of people was not nearly what it was then as it is now.
No.
As you write a song like that and it becomes such a popular song, has the meaning of that song changed for you at all? Have you looked at that song in a different scope now that I would like to think we've become more accepting as a culture, as a world?
Yeah, it has. That's really, good question.
Thank you.
That question. It's gone. The song's kind of a noir because it's really talking to somebody who's already dead. It's a friend in San Diego jumped off a bridge because he was getting bullied and he was gay and just, it was like a Navy town and just couldn't put this all together. So this is kind of what you would have said, what you would say. So when I wrote it, there was this kind of darkness to it. But now when I sing it, it feels exalted. And you see the audience, they sing most of it. I kind of let them sing it. And you can see this release. So I find a lot of joy in that song now. And maybe that's, maybe that's bouncing back and reflecting the times.
Has that joy, that release, has that changed throughout? Because I feel like it has to have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the way that we talk about suicide now isn't the way we talked about it in 97.
No. It's much more out there. And, because I wrote that song, we've always done the anti-bullying campaigns. We've done It Gets Better. But when we play it, the song's not heavy. It's light. It really feels like this big release. I always like playing Jumper.
I think that's because of radio, right? Because when you hear a song on the radio, no matter how heavy it is, doesn't it lighten it up a little bit? Because people are singing along then, and it's almost, even though it's a heavy song, it's a moment in the show they're looking forward to.
Probably, but Wounded's a song that was never played on radio, and that's one of the biggest songs we play. That's like an essential song in in any set that we do. Like we have to play Wounded. Wounded's, you know, got pretty dark content, but that's another one where people just come up right out of themselves. I'm always watching the audience because they're like this group of people who are doing their own thing. So when I do shows, like, I'm stoked to be here looking at seeing what you guys are going to do. Like, I'm like taking part in their thing as well, because the whole Third Eye Blind, you know, everybody's invited, but it's like they make their own culture out of it.
But, and the other thing too, as you mentioned earlier in our chat, is the fact that it's not like you're just punching in and out with these shows. Every night's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Every night's a little different. And so you're probably seeing things that happen in the crowd one night and the way they react, and that may alter what happens at the next stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you also find yourself like starting to say the same things, and you have to let that go. You can't like just fall into those, you know, those beats, because you say something new and you go, oh, that's great. And then the next thing you go, oh, it just occurs to you to say it again. And then suddenly you fall into a rut. So you have to be willing to knock yourself out of that.
You know, in radio, we call that a crutch.
It's a crutch.
I'm glad I could finally teach you a word.
You learn a new thing every day.
There you go. Thank you very much. The new album, Dopamine, again, it comes out on June 16th. And 2 days before that, on Flag Day and my sister's birthday, June 14th, this man right here, Stephen Jenkins in Third Eye Blind, will be with Dashboard Confessional at Nikon at Jones Beach Theater. Stephen, it was so great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in and performing and chatting with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We featured music before in Hey, Really Excited, but never actual acoustic performances, as if they were meant exclusively for the podcast. Big thanks again to Stephen, who told me before we started our chat that he's actually thinking of either doing a podcast or some type of YouTube behind the scenes thing to give his fans more content as he kicks off this tour later this year with Dashboard Confessional. I told him, by the way, he totally should. And also, I think I'm going to go see the show too, June 14th, one of the new dates added. My sister's birthday, also Flag Day, happens to be on a Sunday. A lot of June, by the way. You got my birthday this weekend, my sister's birthday on June 14th, my parents' anniversary on June 11th. So June's a big month in our family. But June 14th, Third Eye Blind and Dashboard Confessional will be at Nikon at Jones Beach Theater. So I think we're going to go see him there. All right, so before we wrap up, Hey, Really Excited, we mentioned it during our chat. Here is Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind performing one of the band's big hits, Jumper, acoustically on Hey, Really Excited.
I wish you would step back from the ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. The angry boy a bit too insane is icing over a secret pain. You know you don't belong. You're the first to fight, you're way too loud. You're the flash of light on a burial shroud. I know something's wrong. Everyone I know has got a reason. I say, can you put the past away? I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. Well, he's on the table and he's gone to code, and I do not think anyone knows what they are. Do it here. And friends have left you, you've been dismissed. I never thought it would come to this. And I want you to know, everyone's got to face down the demons. Maybe today you could put the past away. I wish you would step back from that. There's my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. I would understand, yeah. Ooh.
Now that is awesome. That makes me thankful. Like, I get to, like, come enjoy that. And that's, like, a regular Wednesday for me. Got a pretty cool job. Not bad for the first 30 years of your life, Ralphie. Thank you so much for all the birthday wishes. I am, if you're wondering how I'm celebrating, I'm going to do the Yankees game. They're home this weekend, so I'll do the Yankees game Saturday night. A lot of friends and family will be in town this weekend, so I'm sure we'll end up at a bar at one point or another. Nothing formal on that front, though. But the Yankees game is the only thing that we have scheduled in stone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Another edition of Hey Really Excited. Make sure to find us on Podomatic this week. We'll try to make our way on iTunes. We'll definitely make our way onto SoundCloud as well. We're on Twitter at HRE Podcast. I'm on Twitter at Ralphie Aversa. That's A-V as in Victor, E-R-S-A. Thanks so much for tuning in.